Are you a stay-at-home mom who wishes that you could work from home, but you feel like you don't have the skills to earn money from home? What if I told you that you could use the skills that you have learned from motherhood and translate them into work-from-home skills? In this first episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast, we're diving into skills that you've cultivated as mothers and exploring how they can lead you to a fulfilling work-from-home journey. I'm here to encourage you to dream big, embrace your strengths, and to step into the world of remote opportunities. As moms, we often place ourselves last in the pursuit of serving our families and following our faith. But today is about giving yourself permission to dream about the career that aligns with the incredible skills that you've learned through the beautiful journey of motherhood. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. If you listened to the trailer episode, I talked about the simple roadmap that you can follow to find meaningful work from home. Our first stop in the roadmap is to find your skills, strengths, and passions. Today, I want you to consider all the skills that you have gained from being a mother. Let's take a moment to appreciate these skills you've developed in the role of being a mom. Your ability to manage time, organize, and multitask is nothing short of extraordinary. Balancing the demands of the household, raising children, and maintaining your faith reflect the strength that God has given you. There are so many ways to earn money from home. The skills that we are going to talk about apply to any of these categories. Before we get into the meat of this episode, I want to encourage you to take the free Work From Home personality quiz found at my website, amyjarthur.com. The link is also in the show notes. This quiz will help you understand the best kind of remote work for you based on your personality. Now, let's talk about translating your mom skills into the world of remote work. When I say remote work, that can be working for a corporation or starting your own business and everything in between. You are equipped with a set of skills that align the demands of working from home. Let's talk about the first skill, organizational skills. As a mom, you are planning and organizing family activities, meal schedules, and household tasks that contribute to the well-structured home environment. How this translates into work from home, organizational skills are crucial for managing work tasks, projects, and maintaining structured work routines while working remotely. If you decide to go with corporate America, there are many companies looking for project managers. Number two is multitasking. As a mom, you're juggling multiple responsibilities simultaneously, such as answering emails while preparing meals or assisting with homework. You're doing laundry, you're cleaning the house. This translates into work from home skills, because remote workers are often needed to multitask, handling various skills like responding to messages, attending virtual meetings, and completing assignments concurrently. Number three, problem solving. Of course, as a mom, we know that we're always addressing unexpected challenges and resolving issues, whether it's a child's problem or a household concern. This translates into work from home skills because effective problem solving skills are vital for overcoming obstacles, adapting to change, and finding solutions in a work from home environment. Budgeting and financial management. As a mom, you're managing the household budget, making strategic purchases, and ensuring financial stability for your family. How this applies to work from home is that budgeting skills are so important. They can be applied to freelancing or entrepreneurial adventures, ensuring that financial success and stability. Education and teaching. As a mom, you are educating and guiding your children in various subjects and life skills. Whether your child attends school outside the home or homeschool, you're always teaching your child new skills. This translates into a work from home skill because teaching skills are beneficial for either online education, content creation, or many positions that involve training and development. If you're keeping track, we're at number six, negotiation and communication. The mom skills. You are always having to negotiate with your children, especially if you have more than one. And you're also resolving conflict through effective communication. This translates into a work-from-home skill because strong communication and negotiation skills are valuable for virtual collaboration, client interactions, and team dynamics in a remote work setting. Finally, domestic skills. This is number 7, the last one, even though there are many more. As a mom, you're cooking and cleaning and maintaining a comfortable home environment. This can translate into work-from-home skill as well. Remote workers with domestic skills may excel in roles related to virtual assistant, freelance writing on home-related topics, or managing your small business such as cleaning, babysitting, or taking care of the elderly. By recognizing and emphasizing these skills that you have developed through motherhood, you can effectively showcase your abilities in the context of work-from-home opportunities. These skills not only make mothers well-suited for remote work, but they also contribute to your success in various professional endeavors. Now might be a great time to write down your motherhood skills along with the other skills that you have, your schooling, your job experience, and even online skills. If you spend time on social media, maybe being a social media manager would be a skill that you have. Take about 10 minutes to think about these skills, and if you get stuck, ask other people in your life what you're good at. Finally, I want to invite you to explore the best way to use your skills by taking the Work From Home Personality Quiz. It is a small yet significant step towards unlocking the door to your work from home dreams. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.